That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash in Southern Cross. One of the reasons I wanted to play that song is it reminds me of the time that I was in Australia. I love traveling. One of the reasons why I wanted to go out to Australia is to see the Southern Cross constellation. And sure enough, when you see the Southern Cross for the first time, you understand why you came this way. True enough.
Just like Stephen Stills said, this is Ben Strick, our guest DJ this morning in Radio Fantasy Camp. And that's not the last time you sailed either. You did a sailing trip recently.
Yeah, my wife and I, Katie, we went to Kauai a few months ago. We wanted to do one more international trip or one big trip before our second son comes along. He's going to be here about next month. But doing that sailing trip made me think of the Southern Islands, because really the next stop after that was the Southern Islands, nothing between you and that. And sure enough, that song came on. They were playing that on the boat.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Let's get together.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Ben Stricker from Fair Oaks, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. That's The Grateful Dead and Touch of Grey. Jerry Garcia used to live in the same neighborhood as I did. I went to college in Marin County at Dominican College of San Rafael, and Jerry lived down the street. So we would see him all the time. We'd see him driving his old pickup truck, and we'd see him going to get coffee and donuts on a regular basis. So it's nice to have a rock icon right next door in the community. And we actually one time went trick-or-treating at his house. He wasn't home. He didn't leave us any funny cookies or anything, but we missed in that time. But
that's cool, man. Skeletons coming out of the closet. Ben Stricker, a guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Cam, and you're a McCartney fan.
Yeah, I love Paul McCartney. Also my mom's favorite Beatle. Seen him several times in concert here in town, and then also the last event ever at Candlestick Park before they tore down that building. This is a song I wanted to dedicate to my wife, Katie. Beatles are obviously the soundtrack of my life and everyone else's life, and this is part of what my wife really means to me, and I love her very much. That's Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home. I mentioned earlier that I just love traveling. That's one thing. No matter where I am around the world, I'm always looking for the surreal adventure. But no matter where I am, that song always comes into my head, thinking that there's no better place than Sacramento, Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, and you got a lot to come home to now with the family, a growing family. You got to do a shout out for the kids
there. Yeah, I want to say hello to my son, William. He's 5.5 years old, and we've got number 2 on the way. He'll be here in less than a month.
Do you have a name picked out yet?
We don't have a name, but we're taking offers. Anybody, we're taking sponsorships.
And speaking of travel, this is Ben Stricker, our guest DJ this morning. You've done some extensive traveling. It's impressive. Just a quick rundown of it.
Yeah, I've been to 7 continents, 44 states, and 25 different countries. And actually, in between that, before and after, I've actually done 2 stints here in Sacramento. Went to high school here. Remember thinking I couldn't wait to get out. So I left for the Bay Area, lived there for 16 years, and really that's what it took for me to realize that Sacramento is home for me. Family is here. My parents, my brothers Alex and John are here. Cousins, aunts and uncles, everybody is here. So it took me to realize once I was gone that Sacramento is home, sweet home.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
If you're thinking about a Spartan
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Ben Stricker from Fair Oaks, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. That was Van Halen, Unchained. If you're not awake yet, you certainly are now. Good morning. Who needs coffee when you've got Van Halen?
Yeah. This is Ben Stricker, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp, and we had Elton John before that. He had a story about a tiny dancer.
Yeah, I just thought that I've seen Almost Famous a lot of times, and just think like that's the best use of a song for a movie that you could come up with, the best that I've ever seen, when they're on the bus, and that's that whole sequence, and towards the end, it's just they've all come together while listening to that song. I think just what a great use of a song in a movie.
And the idea of people coming together through the music.
Exactly. That's U2 and Where the Streets Have No Name from the Joshua Tree album. U2 is a big part of our family. I've seen him several times in concert. My sister-in-law, Joy, has actually been up on stage with Bono, picked her out of the front row, and ran around on stage. Meanwhile, we were kind of way far back in the back. But What a cool experience.
Absolutely. This is Ben Stricker, our guest DJ this morning, and you actually lived in Dublin for a while.
I lived in Dublin. I had a quarter-life crisis when I was 25 and moved out of the country and got a job as a bartender in Dublin in the Temple Bar area. Bono and the Edge had, they still do own a hotel that was just right down the street. So people would see him all the time and no big deal to them. But you know, you'd see Bono and the Edge for the first time. That was quite a big, cool thing to be able to see.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Introducing my...
That's John Mellencamp. Back then he was John Cougar Mellencamp in Small Town. I put that song on my playlist. That's really an autobiographical song for me. It talks about growing up in a small town just like I did in southern Illinois, Mount Vernon, Illinois, which is near where Mellencamp grew up. And really what affects me about that song is this lyric in there. It's I cannot forget the people who love me. And no matter if that family is in that small town or in another small town where we still have family in southern southeast Missouri, or family is out here now, it's no matter where you are. And Sacramento can have that small town feel, mm-hmm. which I love as well. But it really is, you know, it's all about family, and where they are is where I want to be. And they're here. And so even throughout my world travels is they're here. I'm here. This is where I want to be, and I love it back to be back again in Sacramento.
Ben Stricker here with us today on Radio Fantasy Camp, and you had some help putting together the playlist today.
Yeah, my brother Alex, when I was talking to him about ideas about what to put on here, he just one thought song that he thought was Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good. It's really a well-produced song. I love the lyrics, and it's a kind of a, another motivational song. Life's been good so far. That's Genesis with Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. One thing I like about Genesis, the musicianship, it's more than just Phil Collins. And if you look back on some of the early stuff, it's really, you know, you may be more familiar with their later stuff, but look back on their early stuff. There's really some good things back there that you can really get into.
Ben Stricker, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And you travel a lot. You explore Northern California a lot. But what would you recommend to people here in Northern California is something fun to do?
One thing I think a lot of people aren't aware of, but if you take the train, I commute to San Francisco one day a week for my job. People don't take or know about the Amtrak commute that goes through some really beautiful area. You're going through the wetlands around Davis. You're going along the coast as you get closer to Martinez and then Richmond. And really when you can see the landscape as the sun's coming up in the morning, it's shining over the hills. It's just really beautiful scenery that a lot of people don't know about or have ever seen because you can't drive there.
Exactly. So let somebody else drive. Take the train. Love it.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Ben Stricker from Fair Oaks picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. That was Tom Petty and I Won't Back Down. That was recorded live at the Fillmore in San Francisco in 1997. I know that because I was at one of those concerts. He did 20 concerts in a row at the Fillmore. That was number 20. I went to see number 17 with my brothers, Alex and John. We were arm's length from the stage. Carl Perkins opened. I got to shake his hand as he was leaving the stage. Just, you know, best concert experience of all time. So I really... Petty is one of my favorites, seen him in concert several times, including here in town, his third to last show before he died. But you know, Petty's albums, I think that's just, his music is very positive, it's very uplifting. His Wildflowers album is my favorite album of all time. It's one of those right place, right time kind of things that no matter what kind of mood you're in, that album will put you in a better one. And it's just kind of a reminder that, like he says in the album, you belong somewhere you feel free.
Ben Stricker, a guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. Enjoyed having you here, man.
Oh, I loved it, Charlie. I'm ready to come back. Let's do it again.
If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. And one more for you, Ben.
Yeah. Well, that's about it for me. That's the end of the line for me today, so I thought it'd be appropriate to play End of the Line. Here's the Traveling Wilburys.